Darrell, we've been talking a lot about the wheat market recently and the run-up that we've seen up until this week. Yesterday, today, seen some large sell-offs. So what's happening right now, Darrell?
Well, the whole issue here as we've been going through the early winter period here, Ray, has been unfavorable moisture conditions in the southern U.S. winter wheat belt. And for the first time that in quite some time, we've had some forecasts now for a bit of a change in the trend in the weather pattern to potential for some moisture, particularly coming up this weekend.
That's enough to see the kind of sell-off we've seen this week?
Yes, I would say so, because we have a lot of speculative interest in the marketplace. Some of that interest has come in on rather late here, and any kind of a shift in forecast would create some sort of nervousness about maintaining those positions, and so you're getting some liquidation here, I would say, from some speculative fund longs right now.
Is there any anticipation or prediction as to how far the sell-off may go?
Well, you can't really ever predict just how far it'll go, but there are some kind of benchmarks that people use from a technical perspective. Some typical sell-offs are one-third to one-half, two-thirds of the advance from the low levels that were set in early January. I don't anticipate that we would go two-thirds down, but we certainly could correct a one-third distance from the move that we've had since January.
So after these couple of days, we may see things level off then?
If the weather forecast does not pan out and very little moisture does arrive as we approach the weekend, then I think absolutely the market will stabilize and the trend will continue as it has gone over the last couple, 3 months.
For our Canadian producers here watching the situation, is there worry then that this wheat market may be weaker over the long term?
Well, you always are concerned about losing value, and we have talked about taking some steps to secure value in strong markets. We had that situation in the feeder cattle market this past year. Same sort of scenario here as the wheat market. There should be some sort of a plan developed to take advantage of higher prices on an incremental basis as we move through the marketing year. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com/marketminute.